Well, we remember that the situation in Baltimore became what it is thanks to a cell phone video of Freddie Gray being dragged into a police vehicle. It was also video from a bystander that sparked outrage over a police officer shooting a fleeing Walter Scott in the back in North Charleston, South Carolina. For a police perspective on being taped and also taping suspects on their own cameras, we're joined by Kelvin Wright, the police chief in Chesapeake, Virginia. He was one of the first police chiefs to equip his officers with body cameras back in 2009. And Chief Wright, do you think it's a good thing that citizens are videotaping police officers?
Well, I think that it is a sign of the times. I think to some degree, yes, it is a good thing. You know, it's citizens' right to record what they see as long as they do not interfere with an officer's lawful duties. For instance, the one that took place in Baltimore and the one that took place in North Charleston, as you can see, they were taken from a distance. And I think that it helps us, you know, clear a case very quickly and helps us, you know, investigate the matter quickly as well.
On the other hand, do you have concerns that if these videos come out and are made public, in the court of public opinion, these officers can be basically found guilty before they are able to present perhaps another video or different evidence of what exactly took place?
And that's perhaps one legitimate concern. I think that that's why officers should perhaps be wearing body-worn cameras, because they can show what led up to the event. The way our system is designed, 30 seconds prior to the camera being activated is recorded in buffer. So it does give you some context, and context is important.
Why did you decide back in 2009 to equip your officers with body cameras? This was long before any of the current news came out, and Michael Brown and Eric Garner in Staten Island and all these other cases. You decided to do this quite a while ago.
Yes. Well, for us, it was not so much about allegations of abuse. They actually stemmed from complaints of officers being rude or being crude. And you would always have it where it was an officer's word against the citizens or a citizen's word against the officer. And it just left me feeling incomplete, not being able to get to the final conclusion as to whether something did or did not take place. Plus, we had members of the NAACP who often said that they felt that officers' conduct needed to be observed. And certainly, I thought this was the logical step to do so.
And did you face any pushback from your officers?
Just initially, I think that the number of the officers, a very small percentage of them, did not like the idea of an all-seeing camera or what they think is an all-seeing camera invading, you know, their daily routine. But I think that because of the manner in which we prescribe this usage, plus the fact that a great number of officers have had complaints against them, cleared very quickly, and the officer's actions exonerated, I think that they have clearly bought into it.
One of the concerns, though, about them is just who has access to that video. Do you get a flood of requests for the video that's coming from those body cams? And do you always grant them when you do?
We have had requests, and we do not grant them. For the most part, we treat these videos as if they are evidence, and for the most part, they are. So which means the people who are entitled to them are the Commonwealth's attorney and the defense attorney, and the individual who is involved in the video. And I think that that's a good approach to take. Virginia's law is absolutely has not been, you know, clarified right now, but we follow the FOIA guidelines.
How much do you think that cameras have changed the behavior of police?
I think that for us, it clearly has worked to our advantage, because it gives the officer some caution to make sure that their actions that they're taking are indeed proper, and they know that somebody's going to probably look at it in retrospect and critique what they've done. I also think that to some degree, it may indeed curtail or have some type of regulatory ability over citizens if they know that they're being recorded as well.
How do your officers feel about citizens recording them with their cell phones?
I'm certain that some of the officers do not like it, but that's a citizen's constitutional right, and I support it.
What do you think when you see other police forces where they're not using body cameras? Do you think to yourself, if only they were doing what I've been doing, they wouldn't have these problems?
When I see that some agencies are not using them, I see that they have missed an opportunity to serve the officer's interest, the department's interest, and certainly the public's interest. For instance, the Michael Brown incident. I think that if an officer was wearing a body-worn camera at that time, can you imagine what the value of that would have been in able to be able to prove or disprove what actually took place? I think that as it becomes more prolific and that body-worn cameras become the norm, I think that we and law enforcement will be the better for it, and I think society will see the benefits of it as well.
That's Calvin Wright, the police chief in Chesapeake, Virginia. He was one of the first police chiefs to equip his officers with body cameras. That was back in 2009. He actually started using dashboard cams as an officer back in the 1990s. Chief Wright, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.